How's it going, LFU? It is match day morning. How are we all feeling, especially after last week? What a game it was. What a result it was. Just what a day. What a day it was. One of the best days that we've had this season so far. Anyway, lads, pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day, even if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that the LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes. However, they're not being dreaded recently. It's been a brilliant 90 minutes in the past, but it's Bournemouth at home today. Yes, Bournemouth at home. It's going to be a tough one, but can we do what we did last week? Can we replicate last week's performance? I bloody hope so. Anyway, this week in Leeds United, let's talk about Wolves away first. We'll touch on it quite briefly because obviously I do want to get into all the pre-match conversation we have. What a win. What a win it was. The Molyneux seems to be the place for us at the minute. In recent times, every time we've played at the Molyneux, it's always a great game and we seemingly turn out to be on the end of a good result all the time. So, great performance. Just what we needed. We just needed that. 3 points, a convincing performance, goals from open play. That's what we wanted. Let's hear what I had to say straight after the game.
Right, full time, Leeds United 3-1. What a game. What a win. We so needed it. I mean, in true fashion, I missed all 3 of Leeds United's goals, but saw them. Some amazing finishes. Absolutely fantastic stuff. What a goal from Stack. What a goal from Okafor. And what a header from Calvert-Lewin. It was amazing. 3 points that we need. God, let's get another 3 next week against Bournemouth. What a game.
It really was a great game, wasn't it? And it was really, really such a good result as well. Let's talk about the positives from it. Is the attack finally coming together now? You know, have we seen what DCL is strong at? Is Okafor coming out of his shell? I mean, they were so good, weren't they? The attack was on point last week. It was so good. It was so nice to see us being able to look a threat from open play and not having to do stupid set pieces or something to try and look dangerous. We looked very good going forwards. DCL, first goal for him for this season. And I think there's going to be many more goals coming his way. What a header it was, by the way. That's what we've been missing from Leeds United for so many years, since Chris Wood is having a header like that. So good, he's going to do it more times this year. I can see it coming. Goodmanson bounced back. I mean, he has been so good this year. So, so good this season. And I think last week really proved how good he was. In possession, he's so comfortable. He's basically Firpo, but can defend. That's how good he is. He's such a good signing. Definitely one of the signings of the season for us so far. Worldy free kick as well. Stack, where did that come from? I was slating him before the game, saying he shouldn't even start. But he starts, has a very good game, and what a free kick. He's in the team of the week for the Premier League as well. A goal and an assist. With that free kick, man. Oh, my days. What a finish. What a finish it was. When have we last scored a free kick? Like, genuinely. I mean, it was Gruev against Norwich in the playoff finals. It's been so, so long. And what a way to break that duck, by the way. Great goal. Carl Darlow as well, by the way. Should he be Leeds United's number one? Because he is looking really, really good. For someone who was going to be second choice, he is looking like such a strong keeper. Or does when Perry comes back, does he take over Darlow's role? But Carl Darlow has been fantastic. So good to have him as a backup. I'm so glad we have him there. And the midfield, I think we've got a bit of a problem, but in a good way. Too many good options in our midfield. Our midfield is... our defence is our strongest part. But the midfield, we have Stack, Tanaka, Ampadu, Longstaff. We have so many good players for that midfield. It's like, this is a good problem to have for once. It's like, who do we even play? Who do we even play in that midfield? Such a strong side we have. And negatives, poor goal. I think the goal was pretty poor. I think Longstaff just fell asleep and just let his man run by him. And the defenders were just really, really out of position, just leaving that gap open for him to run into. The next negative, I think this is going to be a weekly theme. Brendan Aaronson. I saw someone trying to say that he had a good game. No, he didn't. He didn't. Brendan Aaronson lost the ball so much. It was outrageous. And his strike for that one goal from outside the box when we're in that really poor patch at the start of the game, just outrageous. And it kind of leads on to another one. Ball retention in the first half. Even though we scored 3 goals, we could not keep the ball to save our lives. So I was listening to a lot of the first half from BBC Leeds. And from the sounds of it, Okafor just kept losing the ball. Aaronson just kept losing the ball as well. I mean, if we want to look a threat going forwards, I mean, Wolves was one of those games where it's like, okay, this is a side we should be better than. But for example, today against Bournemouth, we need to keep the ball. We can't be losing the ball so much doing stupid things. That's one thing we've really got to work on, is keeping that ball. Okafor and Aaronson need to be a little bit more protective of that ball. I mean, Okafor did come good in the end, but Brendan Aaronson, there's no step up from him just yet. I'm still looking for something that makes me go, do you know what? I'll start you. But the thing is, though, I want him to do well. The thing is, me slating him isn't me going like, oh, do you know what? I wish him all the worst. I don't want him to play well for Leeds United. I really want him to prove me wrong. I want him to score a goal. I want him to do an amazing dribble and get an amazing assist. But I just can't see that happening. And there's no signs of him doing that as well. Like, he starts every game, but he doesn't prove himself, yet he starts. It's so stupid. It's daft, I think. That's what I think. Anyway, let's get into the individual performances. It's the Merv Awards. Yes, there we go. It's back once again, the second one. And let's just jump straight in. So the Merv Awards, we're going to rate each player out of 10. And then at the end of the season, we're going to see who wins the Merv Award. It's a big award, and all the Leeds players will be wanting to win it, so they better perform really well today against Bournemouth. Anyway, let's see what we rated them. So Darlow, I gave a 7. Solid performance. Maybe could have done a bit better for the first goal, but apart from that, he didn't really do anything wrong. So a good, strong performance from Darlow, 7. Goodmanson, given an 8. So good going forward. I wish he just shot. You know what a chance I'm talking about, instead of trying to play it across goal. I wish he just had a shot instead. That's my one thing about Goodmanson. Just shoot. You get into the position in the box. Just have a shot. It's either going to score, or keeper's going to parry it back out into the box, or parry it out for a corner. That's literally it. But Goodmanson, 8. Such a solid player. He's great. Rodon and Strike are given 6s. They weren't really in the game that much, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think they had a lot to do. However, for that first goal, they were really out of position. And I think that's what made Longstaff kind of look like he was out of position, was because of the 2 centre-backs opening up that much. That's what let the run through. I think Longstaff had a bit to do with it. But apart from that, solid. Didn't really do much. Rodon Strike, 6-6. Bogle, just like Goodmanson, 8. Bogle, what a player he is, by the way. Bogle's runs going forwards are some of the best runs I've seen from a fullback, even a winger. Honest to God, the way he can get up that pitch is fantastic, and he was great. Great cross as well. Took a deflection, but still, that was a great cross into DCL. We've given him an 8. Ampadu, I've given an 8 as well. Just solid, classic Ampadu performance. I mean, one of the best bits from the game was in the opening minute where he absolutely skimmed 2 Wolves players. That was fantastic. Longstaff, I've given a 6. Again, he just didn't do much. I'll be honest, I didn't really see much of Longstaff. I didn't see him really do too much. And apart from that, he's kind of similar to Rodon and Strike. Was he at fault for that goal a bit? I don't know, because it opened up. He had the centre mid had the space to run into, but Longstaff should have been tracking his man. So I guess you can say he was a bit, you know, at fault for that, but I wouldn't be too harsh on him. So I've given him a 6, pretty decent. Stack, I've given an 8. I mean, great free kick, great assist. He did pretty well in the game as well. Really, really solid performance from Stack. That's what we've needed from him because he's had a bit of a drought recently. He hasn't played amazingly. We just needed that convincing performance from Stack, and we've got one. What a game he had. Aronson, I've given a 4. He was a bit better than the week before against Fulham, but even then, he wasn't that good. I just don't really see where it's going with Aronson. I really don't. Like, was he a 10? We played him at 10, and he was crap. Is he a winger? We're playing him out wide right now, but we're doing it in one of the hardest leagues in the world, if not the hardest league in the world, and he just doesn't look good whatsoever. I mean, his ball retention is horrendous. His decision-making at times can be very poor. All he does is run and press, and that's about it. And I'm sorry, I don't want my winger to be running and pressing. I want my winger to be going up the line, crossing balls in, or taking shots. But 4 from Aronson, a bit better, but even then, he weren't good. DCL 7, great, great goal from DCL. Some lovely hold-up play at times as well. Some great passing movements. He's going to be a great striker. If we keep him fit, he is going to be so important for us this season. So important. And do you know what? I wish him all the best. I hope he smashes it this season because he'll be an amazing signing. A free agent as well, keep in mind. Okafor, given a 7. First half, first about 40 minutes of the first half, actually. Really shaky. Didn't do too much. Just kept losing the ball. His dribbling, he was very consistent with his dribbling. Every time he got the ball, he wanted to go forward, which I really, really liked. And some of those points, he was really, like, you know, looking strong, getting through some players, putting his body in the way. He did extremely well in that, extremely well to a point in the first half. Great finish as well, by the way. Cross goal on his left foot like that. Yeah, 7. I think he did really well. And then the subs again, I mean, our subs aren't really doing much when they come on. Harrison, Nemecha, Tanaka, I've given them all 5s. They didn't really have much to do when they came on because we were already winning 3-1. But they did well. They did all right. They didn't do anything rubbish. But yeah, there you go. There's last week's match ratings. And yeah, Merv Awards. What a week it was. What a win. Fantastic. Right, let's do a little bit about this week. Rafinha, Ballon d'Or. I mean, personally, I think he was robbed. He came 5th. He so should have won this Ballon d'Or. We should have had a Leeds United player lifting that Ballon d'Or trophy up into the sky. But we didn't. He was actually putting in Messi numbers for Barcelona. Yet he got robbed. He got robbed, didn't he? He should have won. You can't have it all, can you? But Bamford's number one fan won. And a Leeds fan, Ousmane Dembele. So it's an okay trade-off. But anyway, I just sort of touch on that. Seeing as Rafinha was ex-Leeds, he should have won the Ballon d'Or, realistically. He should have been coming away with that nice golden ball. Right, let's get stuck into the pre-match now. It's what we came here for. So let's get stuck straight into it. Fart presser on Thursday. What do we know? So injuries-wise, Perry is not in team training. Dan James is progressing ever so slightly, but might not make today's game. Nonto is out for today, and Jaden is fine and in training. Thank God Jaden Bogle is okay. Otherwise, I don't know what we would have done. But yeah, it's a bit of gutter in Nonto. Really need to see him back because I don't know if I can watch another game of Brendan Aaronson at right wing. We have to have him back at some point, and we need him back realistically. Dan James progressing. I mean, he's going to be a decent backup in Perry. I mean, Carl Darlow's having an absolute blinder, so Perry, I'm sorry, but I'm not begging for you to come back just yet. He also said Calvert-Lewin will be an important player for us. Fark, I absolutely echo your thoughts there. I don't think you could be more bang on with that. We have a specialist working with the lads for set pieces. Ooh, there were rumours of this fine about a couple of weeks ago in the international break, but it looks like we do. Let's score some set pieces, and I want to see a score from a corner because we signed all these big players. Let's score from a corner. Come on. Surely we should be good at that. But it probably explains Stach's free kick as well, where he absolutely fired it into that top corner. Darlow has a great chance of playing if he stays fit, so I assume this means even when Perry comes back, if Darlow is fit and ready, we could see Darlow starting over Perry for a lot of this season. Although I would... See, this is the thing. I think a bit of a conversation needs to be had here. Would you start Perry when he comes back? That's the question. Would you start Perry when he comes back? Because Darlow's been having this fantastic run of games. However, Darlow is getting on. Perry is a lot younger. And also, Perry has played Champions League football before and played at the top level in France for quite a while. So I think it makes more sense to start him. But Darlow's just been that good. What do you think, LFU? Do you think Darlow should start when Perry comes back from injury? Or do you think Perry slots straight back into the team? It's going to be an interesting one, and one to keep an eye on when, in the next few weeks, probably after the international break, actually, Perry comes back from his injury. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Anyway, that's what came out of Daniel Farke's press conference. He didn't really say too much. It's just injuries and him just saying what he likes about the players again. No Harrison praise, which I was pretty surprised by, because usually every single week he always has something to say about Jack Harrison. But he didn't this week, which is pretty strange. Starting 11. So I'm going to do who I'd go for and what I think it will be. And I'll be honest, it's not really too different, the two ones. I think I've just got one position swapped, and that's it. So Darlow, Goodmanson, strike road on Bogle. You can't change it, let's be honest. The defence has been the best part about this season, and it's been fantastic. You cannot touch that whatsoever. Ampadu, Longstaff, Stack, same midfield which started against Wolves. I think you've got to keep it the same. Okafor, DCL, and then instead of Aronson, I've gone with Harrison. I know, it's like choosing a fella to, you know, have an affair with your wife. You don't want to pick either of them, do you? Because you just don't want it to happen. But I've gone with Harrison. I think Aronson has been given a good few games to try and prove himself, and that just hasn't happened. Aronson just hasn't proved himself yet, and I think this Bournemouth game is going to be so, so important for us to get something from it, because this really shows us where we're at. If we can get a result against Bournemouth, we're at a good level of football in the Premier League, okay? Even a draw against Bournemouth would be fantastic, and I can't believe I'm saying that about Bournemouth. That's insane. I think we've got to make some changes. I think you've got to bring Harrison in for Aronson, because Aronson just hasn't been up to it, so let's just throw Harrison in there. That's what I think we should do. And if I was manager of Leeds United, if Ladd was manager of Leeds United, that's what I'd do. What I think it will be, so Darlow, Goodmanson, strike, Rodon, Bogle, same thing. Ampadu, Longstaff, Stack, same. Okafor, DCL, Aronson. That's what I think Farke will do. Same exact team against Wolves. We know he's not afraid of keeping the same team out, because that's what he did after Fulham as well. That's what I think he'll do. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. It got us a 3-1 win away from home. So why wouldn't we do that? Do you know what I mean? Why wouldn't we? Right, score prediction time. So it's a biggie. I have to say, this is a big game. Just before the international break, we do need to get a result. We really, really need to get a result from this. And if we do get a result, like I said just then, it will show us where we are in the league. The amount of points we get today will show us how much quality we have. Whether we're a great team, an okay team, or a crap team. You get a draw, fantastic result. And I've got a feeling that today's game, I think we will get a draw. I'm going to sit on the fence. We will get a draw. I don't think we'll get the win, because Bournemouth are a strong bloody side. They're doing extremely well at the minute and have an amazing manager. So it is going to be tough. However, at Elland Road, we're unbeaten at Elland Road so far. I know we've only played two games, but the crowd's going to be up for it, especially after what we've just seen against Wolves. It's going to be like a cauldron. Honest to God, the sound that needs to be created at today's game, come on, it needs to be something good. So, result today, score prediction, I've gone for 1-1. There it is, 1-1. That's my score prediction for Bournemouth today. What do you think, LFU? Do you agree with me? Do you think it'll be a draw as well? Do you think we'll score? Or do you think it'll be another boring 0-0 draw? But today, such an important game. It's going to be a real tester to see where we are in this league. And hopefully, it's going to be high up. And we do need some points as well, just to get away from the relegation zone. And to keep us happy during the international break as well. Right. you've heard enough of me talking about what I think of today's game. So let's see what Dad has to say with the wiser view. Although I'm taking the mick of him saying that it's a wiser view, because I was the whole point of it that it wasn't, because Dad can say some stuff sometimes. However, I am agreeing with him quite a lot. He isn't here. Maybe he had to actually leave the room for me to start agreeing with him a bit more. I had to get rid of him into the void so we could actually agree on something. But let's hear what Dad from the void thinks about today's game against Bournemouth.
All right, lad. Hope all well over there in the LFU, Leeds fan universe. Yeah, I would say this is our biggest test, taking Arsenal aside, our biggest test this season. And I, with that in mind, I think a draw. I'm going straight in. A draw is a brilliant result against these lot. They're a fantastic football club. Lewis Cook plays for them. What a legend. And by the way, I saw something online saying, would we applaud Lewis Cook? Who's putting that kind of thing? Of course we would. Lewis Cook is a legend for us. Why would we not applaud Lewis Cook if he played? But going back to the game, yes, I think this is a tough one. Tougher than Everton, tougher than Wolves. These guys are a good outfit and they score goals. They do concede, but they're not doing many. It's going to be low. They're not banging goals in, but they're getting across the line. And therefore, I think this is a tough one. And a draw, for me, would be awesome. Are we going to keep a clean sheet, as we showed against Wolves? Probably not. I think we could be in for... I mean, if we're firing, it's either going to be a 2-2 or a 0-0. And I'm going to go 1-1. 1-1 in between the 0-0 and the 2-2. I would predict it's going to happen. I'm going cautious. I'm sitting on the fence. 1-1. But that, a 1-1 against Bournemouth, is a brilliant result.
Right. Come on. Why are we agreeing all of a sudden? Dad is absolutely hitting the nail on the head there. 1-1, and this is going to be such an important game for us. Such an important game. It's going to define what we are like as a Premier League club. God, he needs to come back, doesn't he? He needs to come back. But if he did come back, we'd probably start disagreeing on everything once again. But there you go, LFU, lads, pre-match pod done and dusted for Bournemouth. Come on, let's get some free points. Let's get 3 points. Please, come on. Or even a point. That'll do. Make sure to follow our socials, Lad to Leeds, on Insta and X. Can we recreate that night in November? You know the one I'm talking about. The 4-3 at home at Elland Road against Bournemouth. Fireworks above the stadium. Why not do it again? Let's do it again. I'm going to be there today at the game in the Kop. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Come on. Come on, just please be good. Please be good. I'm praying. I'm going to start doing rituals. Rituals before the game. Come on. Right. Whether you're traveling to Elland Road, doing a beer run to watch it at home, or even listening to it on whatever you're listening to it on, I hope you have a great match day. Leeds, come on. Let's get a point just before the international break. Have a great match day, LFU, and come on, Leeds!